Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, we are back. I know it has been a while, and I have to apologize off the bat because it has been so busy. I have started working on a few projects that have taken my time tremendously, even more than anticipated, but they're going to be such great projects that are coming, such great events and things that we have coming down the pike. I'm going to try to get all of this into 15 minutes. I try not to go over the 15-minute mark because I feel like people start to check out after about 15 minutes or so. So I'm going to keep this within the 15-minute segment that I do and try to get everything in. So one of the first things that I want to discuss is the topic for tonight. Well, I should say early in the morning. It's the wee hours of the morning. The topic is serious inquiries only. I'm going to say that again. Serious inquiries only. Let's jump right into it. I am not a fan of people who want to pick your brain. They want to ask you all types of questions, and they want the rundown of what you do, what have you done. They want pricing, they want a contract, they want all of these different things. And it takes a lot of time to put those things together. And I don't think that some people understand that. It takes a lot of time when you're writing out contracts, when you're writing out non-disclosure agreements, depending on the type of business that you're in and the type of business that we will be doing together. I have to write out a contract and a non-disclosure agreement and the necessary things for the type of business that, you know, exchange that we are going to have going forward. That takes a ton of time. Sometimes it takes a few hours. Sometimes it takes a day or two to get through everything. I've got to funnel the papers over to my lawyer to make sure that, you know, I'm covered. I have to, you know, send the paperwork over to the person who requested it. Sometimes they are checking with their lawyer on their end to make sure. It takes a lot of time, okay? One of the things that I say about serious inquiries only, and we always see this with businesses that will say that, and it's definitely a popular mantra out there when it comes to businesses. When you take up a business person's time, and you want all of this information, and they lay all of this out for you, and you say you're ready to go, you need to be ready to go. Another thing is good things don't come to those who wait. I know that we've been hearing that for years, but when it comes to business, good things come to those who hustle. We're not waiting for, and especially as an entrepreneur, I'm specifically speaking to entrepreneurs right now because I think that in that realm, in that circle of business is very different than working 9 to 5. When everything depends on you and your hustle, your light bill, your car note, your house note, your kids' tuition, whatever it is that you have going on in your life that you have to put a dollar amount to, okay, the food that you put on your table, all of those things, they cost, and you have to hustle. Every time I don't do an event, every time something is not being done in my business, that is a bill. I look at it as associated with a bill. That's the light bill not being paid. That's my car insurance not being paid. And when I look at it that way, it changes my mindset about how I hustle for my business. Now, I don't mean hustling as in you're running around like a chicken with the head cut off and you don't know what you're doing and you're here and you're there. I'm talking about nose to the grinder and really hustling for your business. That means investing in your business, investing in your brand. I keep seeing and hearing so many stories of people saying that, oh, you know, I went to such and such networking event and I'm just not getting certain connections and clients. Well, you know what? Sometimes you have to look at the type of events that you're going to. Are you truly serious? Are the people that are attending these events truly serious about their brand? Are they truly sticking to the mantra of serious inquiries only? One of the ways that you can tell that is, are you constantly going to free events? That is a major thing that I see a lot of entrepreneurs doing. They are constantly going to free events all the time, all day. And they expect to get and do business with people who are serious. And sometimes you will find serious people there, but the majority of the time, those people are not always going to be serious because they haven't even invested in paying for an event that has a dollar amount attached to it. There are plenty of events that are $39, $49, $99, that sort of thing. If you are not attending some of these paid events, those seminars that are $129, $149, or whatever the pricing may be for these events, if you are not putting in work where that's concerned and attending some of those paid events every year, and I would say to really search out and find a great and positive paid event, a higher dollar amount. I'm talking going into maybe $300 or $400, maybe even up to a grand. Attend at least one high-end event a year. Even if you can only afford one, go to one high-end event, not just a frivolous event. I'm talking about a serious event where people are there to do business, because we can network all day, but if at the end of everything we haven't done business together, then it was just a networking event and we just chatted over some, you know, wine and food. And anybody who knows me is I'm not about that life. I'm about doing business. So when you take my time and you say, I want to pick your brain, I don't mind that. I don't mind taking 15, 20 minutes and talking to people and giving them, you know, an overview of things. But don't take my time and then waste it. Don't take my time and then I lay out the whole kit and caboodle for you and here it is, we're ready to go, ready to work for you, and then I don't hear from you or all of a sudden something comes up. There is never going to be a quote-unquote perfect time or right time for you to invest in your brand. I have yet to see it. There's never going to be a perfect time. You have to give yourself that push. You have to give yourself that looking over the cliff, seeing all of the jagged rocks down at the bottom, and jumping and saying, okay, I'm going to coast and fly over this, because guess what? I have invested in this really great parachute that I have on my back, and I'm going to jump, and I'm going to take the chance. These are the things that are going to make any entrepreneur successful. But if you are not serious about your business, if you're here, there, and everywhere, and you have no direction and no focus about what it is that you are trying to do, the goal that you are trying to reach, the levels that you are trying to climb, please do not waste anybody else's time, especially for me as a brand strategist. This is what I do 24/7. I literally get my clients into the media for the type of exposure that goes beyond just advertising. Advertising is a lot of hit or miss. I am researching constantly what are good avenues for them to showcase their brand. And sometimes it means creating your own events. Each and every one of my clients have their own signature events that they do. Some of them are in their second and third year. Some of them are in their fifth and sixth year. Some of them are coming around to the first time of them doing an event. That is their own signature event. But every single one of my clients now, I just pushed the last one over the edge, and he is now going to have his own custom event, his own event that he has his stamp on. This is when you know people are serious about their brand. Serious inquiries only. If you are not serious, if you do not have your budget together, we can always work on budget. We can start slow, we can start small and work our way up, but do not waste a professional's time, a consultant that is sitting down with you and giving you the whole rundown of what it is you need to do for your business, and then all of a sudden you disappear and we never hear from you again. Be serious about your business and serious about investing your brand. Okay? All right. The next thing, I want to wrap this up on an amazing note. I was very, very fortunate to meet and greet with the people Shark from Shark Tank. I met Damon John a couple weeks ago. He was in Atlanta. Actually, he was in Atlanta today. I believe today's the 30th. He was in Atlanta again today. I believe he was at Books A Million out in Lawrenceville, Georgia. So I hope that you guys got out there to see him. I actually saw him when he went to Eagle Eye Bookstore in Decatur, and it was packed. There were hundreds of people there, and I was there from beginning to end. I was video recording. I was taking pictures. All kinds of stuff. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see the pictures, but I quickly wanted to give a recap, and one of the things that stuck out to me that Damon said, and he goes by DJ, everybody calls him DJ. One thing that DJ said is we need to network with each other in the room. He said, get to know the person to the right of you, get to know the person to the left of you, because these could be people that you do business with. He's like, this is not about me. I appreciate you buying my book. I appreciate you coming down. But this is about connecting with the people who are here today. And I have to tell you, I connected with three key people who I have been wanting to connect with for some time. And we all ended up in the same room, in the same space, to meet Damon John, who, by the way, is an absolute wonderful, wonderful man. Very nice guy, very down to earth. And he's from my hometown, Queens, New York. So, you know, hey, can't go wrong with that, right? But he was so wonderful, so great. And I thanked him so much for coming and let him know that, you know, it's so nice to see people from your hometown make it and do well. And he had his team going around with baskets. He said, put your business cards in there, put whatever inventions, thoughts and have in there, because I do look at them. And he truly does look at them. He shared it on Instagram and his Twitter that he's like, you guys are talented, you know, and he's like, I'm looking through this stuff and really thinking about a lot of these people that gave him stuff. So believe you me, the one rule that they do have, though, just know for all you inventors out there and people that are planning on going on Shark Tank, if you're planning on going on Shark Tank, you cannot pitch him when you meet him in person. Just know that. If you plan on going on Shark Tank, you cannot give him your business plan. According to ABC, he cannot be privy to anything. But if you don't plan on ever going on Shark Tank, then you absolutely can hand him your business plan. You can hand him whatever it is that you want to hand him, and he definitely will look through the stuff, and he does respond. So I think that's amazing for somebody that has gotten to the level where he is at this point in his career, and he answers you and he actually sits and talks with you and converses with you. Very approachable guy. I highly recommend it. Power of Broke. He is on tour right now. Please, please go meet him if he comes to your city. It's amazing. The book is amazing. I'm halfway through it. It's wonderful. Again, this is Onyx Queen Media. I am the CEO of Onyx Queen Media. Onyx Queen Media is a branding and event planning firm We help lifestyle clients and foodie clients to expand their brand. Feel free to contact me at any time. I'm Onyx Queen Media on all of the social media. Just look up Onyx Queen Media on social media. If you want to email me, my email address is info@onyxqueenmedia.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Thanks.